Hello, creeps. It's me, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And thanks for listening to 8-Bit Geek.
Hey everybody, and welcome to a special edition of the 8-Bit Geek. This is week 5 of hashtag 8-Bit Horror Fest. It is the last week of this wonderful October. Yes, we are recording it in November technically, but fuck it. We watched
this. It's like November 1st. Yeah. We shouldn't get too fucking technical here.
No, yeah, come on. This whole weekend is Halloween weekend. All right? Yeah,
it's true. It's true.
I'm still trick-or-treating.
Take off your Bill Cosby sweater, please.
No. You see, Jeremy, a little pill here and a little pill there, zippity-bobbity-boop. Gonna put it away, boop.
I don't think that's what those women were complaining about. Anyways, Doug, take it away, man. What is 8-Bit Horror Fest, and why are we sad that it's over?
All right, 8-Bit Horror Fest. Every year we watch movies all month long, in the month of October, scary movies, slasher movies, horror films, the stuff that makes people piss their sheets at night. We have watched a fuck ton of movies this month. We've listed one for every single day, so if you've watched them all, you've watched 31 horror films this month, all available on Netflix.
And I want to say five. I want to say one thing real quick. I want to let me interrupt. If you did watch all 31, prove it by sending us your watched list in what's it called? Netflix. I don't even know if they have one. And if you do that, Doug will send you a trophy.
Yes.
Just give us your Netflix information, password, and username. Send it to us.
We'll let you know.
We'll fill your queue with Madea movies. Uh-huh. And that's
that
your trophy.
Pretty scary. That's your trophy.
Congratulations.
Like, oh, fuck this. I watched all 31, but I ain't telling them shit. every week we picked one movie out of that list that all three of us were going to watch, and then we talk about it at the end of the week. And this final week, that's why we're sad, because it's over. Like, I think I'm going to have a hard time
adjusting back to
readjusting to normal life, to not watching scary movies every day. And so this was the final week, and our movie was Dead Snow, Red versus Dead,
which was also considered, you know, Dead Snow 2.
Yeah,
much
Electric
different
Boogaloo.
Much different than the first one, because this one was actually in English. Correct.
The first one was in whatever language they're speaking.
Norwegian.
I believe so.
I believe it's either. Yeah, I think they're in Norway.
Yeah. I gotta admit something. We ended this whole thing with the best movie. Like, I enjoyed this movie more than any others that we've watched this month.
Really?
More than Teeth?
Oh, God. Maybe not more than that. No, more than any that we've watched during the whole, like, where the group, you know, as
even
the group.
More than Wormwood?
I think so. You know why? Because this tickled a funny bone that really, I absolutely love Army of Darkness. Yeah. And this brought me into those same feels.
Yeah.
And that, you cannot compete with that for me, because Army of Darkness is just way up there on my list of horror films / you know, comedy. But
I love, one of the things I absolutely loved about this movie, and again, this is a sequel to the 2009 movie where it's a bunch of, like, Norwegian students go up to the mountains and they're camping and they find Nazi gold, and then that, like, resurrects these frozen Nazi zombies who, like, massacres them. One gets away at the end. He gives them back their gold. They let him live. And that's where this movie picks up. I mean, it explains,
like,
all of that.
Like, directly right after it, too. Like, directly.
Yeah, directly. Like, they explain all of that in, like, the first 3 minutes of the movie, and then it shows him with a piece of gold left, and the Nazis attack him again. And then shit goes down from there, and it's a fucking amazing movie. It is funny. Like, it reminds me of the Evil Dead franchise in that the first one was, like, scary. Or attempting to be scary. The first one was pretty scary. Gory as fuck. And then the second one, they went, like, okay, that was fun. Now let's have more fun. Like
yeah,
let's
they went
make
over the
this
top.
Over the top. Yeah. The main character loses an arm. He cuts his arm off in the first movie because it gets bit. And then in this one, the Nazi leader loses his arm. And then the dude crashes his car, and then he gets rescued, and they sew the Nazi arm onto his body, and he becomes like a fucking superhero, and it is amazing.
Dude, it was so much fun. What was that movie called with Idle Hands? It reminded
Idle
me when
Hands.
When that first started, I was like, oh shit, Idle Hands. And also before I just want to warn our listeners, do not eat while first watching this movie.
I watched it again last night, and I was like, I don't remember it being that bad as Jeremy said, you know, because I watched it the week before, and then I watched it again last night with my buddy, with one of my friends, and like we're watching it, and like, within like the first few minutes, it shows all the kills from the first movie, and that's like someone's head being ripped in half like a melon, yes. And then someone being ripped to pieces, like in
arms
quarter,
coming off,
like being quartered, like by that's what he meant.
And then like
and then it's throughout the movie.
I'm literally eating boneless barbecue chicken, and I have a piece in my mouth, and all of a sudden I see a zombie get caught on a piece of glass from a window, and then his guts going across the just like, cuz the dude is driving. I'm like, and I just spit the chicken back in. I'm like, I'm done.
What about the intestine tug of war when they like two zombies go and they start going the opposite directions with that dude's intestines?
That was
They used that to gas up the tank.
Yeah,
yeah.
By the way, I know we didn't say this at the beginning. This should be pretty fucking obvious, but spoilers.
Listen, you know what? Fuck off. This movie came out in 2014, so if you haven't seen it yet, oh, too bad.
It.
This is a full spoilerific review.
Yeah. It one of my favorite things about the movie is one of my favorite characters, which I love him even more the second time through, is the fucking pet zombie
God, that was so good.
The wheelchair. Yeah.
And they kept on bringing him back to life.
Yeah,
that was great.
He's at the very end, like bro, you got killed by the zombies, and then you got hit in the head by, I guess,
an axe,
zombie arm, and then you got hit in the face with a zombie axe, and then you were used to get a car stuck out of the mud, and then
I felt so bad for him. Then he was a multi-purpose zombie,
for real.
Yeah, he was, great.
And he's like,
yeah,
he was.
I liked
not
him
enjoying
almost
it.
As much as almost liked him as much as Fido.
Yeah,
the movie Fido with the pet zombie.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say something about this. The one thing I really enjoyed about this film was they did a thing that not many films do. They killed the shit out of some kids.
Oh my god! I was going to say that.
Like the first kid in the movie gets it bad.
They.
But then like there's a part where they're like the tank like shoots a couple of women like with baby carriages, and you see the babies fly at the camera. Like, you don't expect that shit, or they ran over the kids in the sandbox. Like, they really killed some fucking kids.
First kid, like, that was when you knew that it was going to get serious. Like, my buddy, again, I was with my friend last night and watched it, and he's like, he tosses the kid out, like, the window. And he's like, you know, oh, shit. And then he sees the window with the metal bars, and he's like, oh, fuck. And then he sees him go down there to try to save him, and he goes to do CPR, and he fucking crushes his chest in.
And then it splatters up on his face, and I was like, oh, God. I was like, this is terrible.
He was trying to put the parts back inside the kid,
yeah,
and the cop sees him.
Oh, my God. Oh, fucking amazing. Yeah, and, like, oh, the kids with the sandbox is funny, and the part with the babies, oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. Because at first I'm like, oh, no, not the babies. When the baby, like, I had such mixed emotions because with the newborn, you're like, oh no, not the babies. Like, they didn't do anything. That's fucked up. They're innocent. But at the same time, the baby flew past the camera screaming. I laughed so hard.
I was so sad when those parts happened. Okay, so I was very surprised to see somebody in this film that I only recognize because of Silicon Valley.
Nice, yeah.
I forgot who's his name. Who?
Martin Starr.
Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, big. I was like, I fucking know this guy. Where the fuck do I know this guy? And then as time went on, I was like, holy shit, man. I was like, that's the dude from Silicon Valley. And
Silicon Valley, Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, I know him from Freaks and Geeks, first and foremost.
I never watched that show.
He was on a show called Party Down, which is on Showtime, I believe.
Hmm. Oh, my God. Party Down. Yeah, that was another. Holy shit. That's a good one.
That's a classic.
Ken Reno in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Adam Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That's
but he was in that, too, in, like, hard sci-fi. But, yeah, when I saw
also,
him in this, he was really good.
He was also in, I think, Knocked Up.
I don't remember him from Knocked Up.
He's the one who they make the bet that he won't shave or cut his hair for a year, and then by the end of the movie, he's like, they keep calling
him
Chewbacca.
Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah, yeah.
What's Modest Yahoo doing here?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, man, fuck you guys. It's like, if he does it, then Jason Segel will pay his rent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The quality of this film is off the chain, and they did it for $4 million.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Now, the downfall is that I don't know how much it's made back since, because it feels to me like it obviously just went straight to DVD, or maybe it had a release over in Norway.
Maybe
an
overseas,
sure.
Yeah, maybe it might be an overseas thing.
Well, let's check. Let's see. Box Office Mojo gives it $37,473 domestically.
Domestically as America? Or
yeah,
domestically
in America.
Okay, I think it was a Norwegian film still. So.
Yeah. But in America, it did, just 32,000.
You said $4 million on its budget? I'm seeing 35, but that's also in Norwegian money.
I did the conversion from Norwegian, and so it came up with 4 million.
Okay, that's, damn.
So, I mean, but that's domestically, that's not like streaming, digital purchases, and also Norwegian and Norway, and because they've got like 200 people there, so they probably bought it twice. And then, I don't know if those are official numbers, but I think it is. And they just got mountains and sheep there, unless sheep are buying it. Sheep have bank accounts, maybe? I don't know. But I'm sure it made its money back. Some way, somehow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. And it looks like, I mean, if you watch the end credits, it looks like they're going to try to set it up for a 3, too. 3 as well.
Three, two, the 32nd.
Did you guys see that? It kind of didn't make sense, but I mean, I mean, this is the way they were setting
it up. I didn't watch it last night. I'm sure I did the first time. What happened at the end?
Basically, the doctor, like
they
the
had sex.
German Nazi doctor, finds the head.
Yep, the head.
And then
oh,
it
okay.
But it's like, I thought when a tank hits, died, all the other ones did, you know, died with him.
Hey, when a tank fucking takes your head off, it usually explodes somewhere when it lands. Now there were a couple inconsistencies. Like I will say that, you guys brought it up to where he threw a kid through the window. His hand is like fucking just a beast. It can do anything. But yet at the end of the film, when he had his final fight scene, it didn't seem like it had any power left in it. You know, like he was struggling to stop being choked, and like he wasn't hitting very hard, and you know, it just wasn't like, I was expecting it to be like an all out like, oh, this dude's gonna get fucked up.
Like some Dragon Ball Z type shit.
I was waiting for it.
It started off that way, and then he got more and more weaker, I think.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
Maybe after he brought up all those Russians, it wasn't as strong anymore.
That's true. We can
also
We'll make our own backstory.
Yeah. When the car is stuck and they use the other zombie as leverage to get it out, my buddy went, wait, doesn't he have like a super strong arm?
That's
like,
what I thought,
too. Why can't he
just
pick the car up?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. That's what I said, too. I was like, so I found that as just a small inconsistency. Doesn't hurt my view of the film. It's still amazing. But did you guys find anything in the film that you were like, eh? Was it too much, or was it not enough, or were you like, eh?
I didn't care for, okay, the sister, I guess it's Martin's sister, the one who just quotes Star Wars all the time, like, I love Star Wars too,
she's
but
out
like,
of place.
That character was weak, in my opinion, like, make her just
die?
I don't know, a more rounded sort of nerd. Like, it felt like it was very forced on that character.
Yeah, get it? Yeah, it's a pun. You made a pun.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh, golly, shit.
I did not. It is fine.
Well, and see, and like her last line in the movie was, may the force be with you. And it's like, god damn it.
Well, I like the thing, like,
just
seriously,
rub that one in even more.
Yeah. I did, however, like the part where they get the zombies off the road through the swamps and they throw the grenades or whatever, the bombs, and they blow them all up and it's done. And they're like, USA! USA!
Oh, yeah.
USA! And their friend in the background, the dude that they're rolling with, he just rolls his eyes. Just,
I really wanted to know what that dude was going to say before he died. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to come out with it. I feel like he was going to say he was gay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, and that was another one of those, like, I mean, he even says, like, when they were like, he's like, oh, yeah, there's a guy back there. I mean, a woman back there.
Yeah,
there's like, a guy, I mean, a girl back there. You know, really great lips, big tits. They're like, okay. Like, clearly lying. Oh, and I liked his character, too. It was so, because, like,
he
at the very
like the
beginning,
you're
like,
Davy Havoc.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's exactly who that is. Oh my god. For those that don't know, that's the lead singer of AFI.
Yes. Which is a fantastic band. I was going to say group, and then I said gand.
I thought he was going to say is a fantastic gay.
They're a great gay.
No, I love AFI. They're
no,
like
they're a really great
bands.
Group of homosexuals. God damn it, they're a great band.
I just take dick. I mean, no.
They play dicks. I mean, guitars.
Oh man.
Let's
you
see.
You guys watching the other movies that we had on our list this week? No,
hey, we're not done with this movie. We haven't
I'm
rated
just
it
curious.
Yet.
I just want to know.
We'll yes. get to shh. Shh.
Okay, shh. then you take over.
Sorry. Okay. Let's go around let's go around the room and let's score it.
Oh. What, out of five or out of, what are we doing?
Last week I asked this question and you gave me a clear
every
answer.
Every fucking week.
Okay, it is out of five.
Five out of five.
Okay, Kevin. Whoa. Kevin? No, not Kevin yet. He's going to be persuaded by both of us. I'm giving it a five out of five. it's a home run in my book because of the fact that as much gore as it had, and you know, you guys know how I do with gore, it was still a fun ride, and I had so many fucking, like, I was laughing out loud, and I love movies like that. I absolutely do, and it reminded me so much of Army of Darkness that I cannot give it anything but a five.
Yeah, I loved it. Like, I agree. There were some of the most unique kills, whether it be zombie or human, some of the funniest ones, like the woman leaving her like granny in the wheelchair.
Oh, fuck
just
yes.
Running
yeah,
off.
I was laughing.
And then her getting like curb stomped.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yes.
Like, just great. Like, it was creative. Yes, that has its problems and inconsistencies and just some, you know, basic issues that you'll find in movies, but as far as like zombie movies go, it's probably one of the best I've seen in a long time.
Me too.
And that's including, like, I loved Wormwood also, but like this is different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely different. All right, well, I guess we can skip Kevin's 2 out of 5 that he's gonna give it.
He's the one who was like, yes, we gotta watch this movie.
Okay, no, I'm just kidding, Kevin.
2 out of 5. No, honestly, if I mean, I'll be the kind of like I'm a little bit more critical of it. I give it a 4 out of 5. I mean, it was great. It wasn't the best zombie movie. I've seen a ton of zombie movies growing up, and I've seen a ton of zombie movies lately that I like more. I thought it was great.
Like the one, Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, of course, Shaun of the Dead.
Well,
Cockneys versus Zombies. Did you watch that yet, Doug? Cockneys versus Zombies?
Nope, that's the one I haven't watched yet, and I'm going to probably watch it tomorrow.
That one was really good. But there was a movie that's not on Netflix anymore, but it was called Ah, Zombies. I thought it took a very, very different approach to zombie
movies.
Is that
the one where it's from the zombies' point of view, and the zombies are actually normal human, just normal people?
Yes. I like that one a lot.
That was okay.
I liked it.
I don't know, man. Like, you say, like, a unique approach, and this was pretty fucking unique. One, they're Nazis. Second of all, they can think. Third of all, they've got, like, superhuman powers in their fucking fists.
And I'll say, like, these aren't zombies in like the normal sense. These are like cursed zombies. These aren't the plague zombies.
They're cursed.
These are the type that are going around eating people and turning people by bites. These are just murderous.
And I'd like to
These are like Return of the Living Dead zombies.
And I'd like to
they eat to eat.
And the fact that they come up with so many creative ways to kill people instead of biting them, I think is really fucking awesome. Like, who goes into the bathroom and fucking and just hits someone with a fucking help me out sink. Here guys, a sink.
Dildo.
A dildo.
Oh.
So I think
no, I mean a 4 out of 5 is still a great score, by the way.
No, it is. Good it enough. Is. I mean, is it gonna make the internet rise up and hate you? Sure.
Well, but, the internet hates me enough already. Come on, you've seen my YouTube videos.
No comments. Put your shirt back on.
And then I'll do videos with my shirt on, and they'll be like, "Why is your shirt on?
You sold out, bitch! Happy. You sold out. You put your shirt on.
You sold out.
Yeah, you made money off these advertisements. Buy a shirt. Fucking sell out.
Oh man, I haven't made money.
You know what you need to do is create your own line of shirts. Let's take a photo of your front half, print it on t-shirts, and then that way people can have a shirt on with it off at the same time. It's you. What do you think?
First 300 orders get a piece of my body hair.
Oh my.
In each box.
Oh shit, we got it. Ryan's lined up. He's like, I'm buying 299. And then
Ryan's in chat right now, like, fuck you guys.
And then he uses,
he's definitely
like,
in chat, but he's definitely not saying anything. So.
And then he uses glue and he starts pasting it on his own chest. And then he shows up to your house one day and he's like, "What's up?"
I'd feel bad. That would suck, like gluing things.
And then he would kill you and then assume your life. And then he would have sex with Devin.
It's not a very good life to assume, Ryan. Don't worry about it.
So. Anyways, back to your 4 out of 5. Let's see. Final thoughts on the film. Should people go see this? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
It was good.
Especially
shit.
Especially that it's on Netflix. You're paying for a service to watch movies. Fucking watch this
How
movie.
Have we not talked about the sex scene yet? That is a cinematic breakthrough right there. If I've ever seen one. Zombie sex? Hello.
So that's 2 weeks in a row. Wolf sex last week, zombie sex this week.
That's what I text. I was like, how can we live in a world where I've watched week after week.
God, it didn't all have a theme where it was like zombie versus sex scene.
Oh my God. What if there was one, I would have just been like, all right, Doug has a fetish. I would have been like, it's clear now. Doug just wants to see zombie creatures fucking other people.
You know, but we're lucky that we didn't watch like Bride of Chucky, because we didn't have to watch Chucky fuck another doll, so that worked out in our favor.
Yeah.
That's true. Alright, so what did everybody else watch?
Kev, you said you watched something else.
Yeah, I watched Day of the Dead earlier today, because that's one of my favorite zombie movies of all time. It's really good. Still on Netflix. It's the original Day of the Dead. Remember, it's not the Ving Rhames fucking... who else is in that movie? Usher? Whatever? Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon.
There you go. It's not that movie. So, Day of the Dead's fantastic. It was George Romero's third in the trilogy of the dead. You know, you had Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead. This was Day of the Dead. And... fantastic story.
Land of the Dead, and then Diary of the Dead.
And Diary of the Dead 2.
Oh, no, please no.
And that was Survival of the Dead.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, lost me at Diary and Survival, really. But.
Ugh. I watched Diary and went, the fuck is this shit? You barely had me with Land.
Land of the Dead was pretty cool, though. I like Land of the Dead.
I liked.
Mm-hmm.
I John liked Leguizamo.
Leguizamo. Yeah, that's about it. Hooper.
Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper. Hooper.
Zombies, man, creep me out.
I like that one because we kind of got to see society after the zombie attack. Well, all the other ones are kind of based on the initial zombie attack.
Right. Well, you get to see civilization after zombie attack. Plus, you also get to see the zombies learning, which was pretty damn cool too. Like, I did like that. You didn't like that?
No, I did.
Oh, I thought you said no. I thought you just shut me down.
It wasn't me. Yeah, I like Day of the Dead too. I think it's a little bit slower. It's hard to say because Dawn of the Dead's pretty slow too when you really look at it.
They all are pretty slow because it's mostly, I mean, in all honesty, let's look at a George Romero movie. It's really a social, it's a social comment on society.
Yeah.
And so, like, he, you know, everything, like, whole Dawn of the Dead was all about capitalism, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, Land of the Dead was more, it was, I mean, really still about capitalism, about the, you know, the rich getting richer, we're living up top while the poor has to struggle it down below with the zombies. So, I mean, it's really that, that's George Romero for you. He just uses zombies to get his point across.
Hmm. And then, that's the only other movie you watched on the list. I know you've already seen Cockneys and versus Zombies.
Yes, and I loved it. Like I said, that's another one. If you haven't watched it, make sure you put in some time before they take it off of Netflix. Great zombie movie in the vein of Shaun of the Dead. And it's even got the one of the dudes from Snatch in it. The main villain guy that, oh, Ray Tasty one. The one that was running the dog fighting rink or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
You know, honestly, I just went, mm-hmm. Because I thought Dog was going to take over and say, like, he knew what was going on, but I'm going to be honest here, I don't know either.
It's been a long, I'm sure I know it. I'm going to look it up right now, I'm going to look it up, and it's going to be like Jason Statham, and I'm going to be like, fuck.
No, it's not Jason Statham, it's one of the older guys, one of the old dudes. He had the glasses.
Alan Ford? I'm just kidding, I don't know.
God, I can't remember. He was like the main, like, mob boss guy. He was running, like, some kind of ring. Like, it was like, I believe it was a dogfighting ring or it was a boxing.
It was Alan Ford. I was right.
It was a boxing thing because that's why they were having Brad Pitt box for him. Remember?
Yeah. Alan Ford. Yeah, the old dude. I literally looked him up on that and went, oh, it's probably him. And then went over to Cockneys versus Zombies and sure enough, that's him.
Yeah. So he was in it and he was great. Yeah, like I said, all together, it was a great film.
Like I said, I'm going to try and watch this tomorrow.
Oh, Doug, don't give anything away yet because I have not seen it and I plan on watching it tonight or tomorrow. Probably Tuesday because I have off. But Ash versus Evil Dead, is it worth it? Is it going to be a great season?
Yeah, absolutely. The first episode was great. Like, there's some issues with some of the CG where it looks like CG, which is just me probably just nitpicking stuff.
Right.
There's literally a scene inside of a cabin and I went like, fuck this, like, fuck no, fuck this, like, because it was creepy.
Yeah,
it was just fucking creepy. And then there are parts of it that were just fucking hilarious,
mm-hmm.
as always, with the one-liners and, like, just shit that's just hilarious. I loved it. The first episode, I was like, oh my god, I can't believe it's already over. Give me more of this, please.
Yeah, awesome. Jeremy, I think if we can watch it by tomorrow, we should talk about it on the podcast tomorrow.
I'll try.
I think it's really good. I watched it last night as well, and I loved it. I was telling Debbie, you couldn't smack the smile off my face during that. Like, it was so
great.
Good.
It was great to see Bruce Campbell back, mm-hmm. and like, oh my god, when he starts to gear up, it was just fucking great.
Get little chills, you know.
Yeah, I think
finally
I had
getting
one of those
our
moments.
Evil Dead 4.
Yeah, I had one of those moments where. It's all the time while watching TVs and stuff where I'll question something like out loud with whoever I'm watching, like, wait, what about this? And then it happens like immediately afterwards. And I think there was a part where I went, where's the chainsaw? And then, like, there it was.
Oh, that's like, awesome.
I mean, I was like, oh, I should just waited 30 seconds. Like, I loved it. It was great. The other movie I watched that was off our list was Bad Milo, which is a kind of a comedy, scary movie. It's got, Ken Marino, I think it's Ken Marino. Isn't that his name? He was also
Ken
in
Marino
Party
from
Down.
The State.
Was he in The State?
Yeah. You're thinking of Ken Marino from...
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You said The State, and I was... Yeah, definitely. Mm. Yeah. I was thinking...
Red State?
Yeah. I was like, he was in Red State?
That would be hilarious if he was.
You know, and Wet Hot American Summer and all that mm-hmm. stuff that all those people were in together. Ken Marino. Yeah, he's like the main character. His wife, like I said on last week's podcast, was Britta from Community. It's got the nerdy ass kid from Community. Oh my god, what is his name?
Which one? There was a lot of nerds. I bet.
Oh my god, not the one they played D&D with, but the other one, the one with like the ridiculous voice.
Fat Neil?
Not Fat Neil.
Oh, that guy.
Like Garrett or something.
Garrett.
Like,
yeah, Garrett.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's in it.
Bandit.
Yeah, he's in it. It's got a great cast, and it was. You know, and it was funny, but, like, I think about like 3/4 of the way through the movie, I just stopped giving a shit. And like I was watching it, but I like really lost interest in it, which is kind of a shame. But like the plot is just obscure. Like his Ken Marino's character has got like IBS or some shit, or that's what he thinks. Like he's just too much stress, and he has like an ulcer. He feels like he has an ulcer, and then like he's in the bathroom for like an hour and a half taking a shit, and the doctor's like, "Dude, something's wrong with you." And it turns and like he has to fire people, and his boss is the voice of Joe from Family Guy, and just the voice, not the actor.
Oh.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
What?
Whatever his name is, that guy. And he's like, you have to fire people. And so he goes home that night, and like he just has really bad IBS. Essentially, he's like, oh, I've got a shit, and he passes out, and then a demon like climbs out of his, like he gives birth to a demon out of his ass.
What?
And his demon goes to his work and like kills Garrett, like brutally murders him. Like, and that's kind of what happens in the movie, is like shit goes bad and like he like passes out and like then the demon kills people, and like he has like a psychologist or whatever, or psychiatrist, and it's oh fuck, that's that German guy that's in like every fucking movie. We did, remember when we used to do like what's that who dat?
Oh, the New Orleans Saints.
You're the worst. Peter Stormare.
Oh, yeah. The blonde guy from Fargo.
Yes, exactly.
Well, no, he had a band literally called Blonde Guy from Fargo.
Really? That's great. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's why I remember him, because he did that. He was also in a George Romero movie called Bruiser, and he was fantastic in it.
Yeah, he's in a fuck ton of stuff, man. He's in it, and then another person from Silicon Valley, Kumail
Nanjiani,
or whatever you say his name.
I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's in it, and he's like his stepdad. He's like boning his mom, Ken Marino's mom, and it's really fucking uncomfortable and funny. It was a fun movie, but again, I lost interest halfway through. Because I kind of got over the whole, like, oh, I've got to shit out a demon, and it's going to go kill people. Like, at some point, you can only watch somebody, like...
I mean, once you've seen...
Essentially have constipation, like, to the point of explosive diarrhea so many times, right? Where they're just pushing and pushing and pushing, and then...
Oh. And plus, like, I mean, there's nothing that can really ever beat fucking wolf cock, right?
Yeah.
Once you see,
but see,
that.
They only had to show you that once, and I never had to see it again. Like they showed you a couple times. This dude, like, we obviously didn't see like an asshole exploding, but
would that have gotten you more kind of grossed out and into it? I'm just this is a scientific question. That's all.
How did we get into this conversation?
I wish that he had just birthed the demon one time.
And then you
and
knew
that
where
the
it
demon
came
didn't
from.
Come back and climb back up his asshole, no, and then he had to do it again
it
later.
It just makes his. Oh my god, that would have been amazing if it makes it his home, and he's just like, and he sees the demon coming, like, whoa, oh Jesus, no!
So that happens.
Oh, it does.
The demon comes back, awesome. And climbs back. Yeah, and he's like, no, and then finally, No. Oh my god. Did you guys watch this past week's episode of South Park? This has nothing to do with that. But did you guys watch it?
No.
Oh my god. Their storyline is that like Asian girls or whatever in the school started drawing like yaoi or whatever the fuck it's called, where it's the two dudes that they're like, "Oh, now they're gay." And so the school's like, "Oh shit, these two dudes
Craig and Butters was gay.
What's that?
Didn't we just talk about this on the podcast?
We might have.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we just did.
But the very end of it, with the scene of the thing crawling back up his asshole, reminded me of the very end with Cartman and the little Cartman. What was it called? Cupid Cartman. Just kind of the same thing, where it was like he tries to get inside of him, and he's fighting it, and then at the very end, he's loving it, like getting down with it. And then the mom opens the door, and he's in the bathroom jacking off.
Aww.
And that's how the episode ended. And it was the fucking funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in.
That's the way we're going to end our show.
So there. I give South Park a 10 out of 10.
Even though we're scaling it on a 5 rating.
The last 10 minutes have been shit talk.
Well, listen, our whole fucking...
That's our shtick.
Yep, that's our shtick. Yeah. Shitty shtick. Anyways,
so point of being, go watch Dead Snow 2, Red vs. Dead. It's on Netflix. It was a great movie. We had a lot of fun doing 8-Bit Horror Fest this year. We are going to try and maybe do something every month where we watch a couple of movies here and there and review them, because we had a fucking great time doing this. So.
Yeah, it's been fun. We've been able to get an extra show out of it every week, and that means more time spent with great friends. So this has been another year of 8-Bit Horror Fest. I'm sad to see it go, and I'm glad that Doug made us all watch some movies that we otherwise would never have tried out. So thank you, Doug, for being the host of this epic fucking adventure. My name is Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And until next year, hashtag 8-Bit Horror Fest.